Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Diana Krukas, the Take Action Life Coach. Normally, I do these radio shows at 9 o'clock in the morning, but tonight I'm doing it at 11:30 at night. You know, you never know when I'm going to do these shows. I try to do them off the cuff because, you know what, that's when the shows come out the best, because if you have them scripted, it's too, you know, structured, and it's really not from the heart. So I really like to do them when I'm in the mood, when I, you know, just as things come to me, because I really think that's the spirit kind of talking to you. So tonight I want to really talk about a tribute to nurses, since today's Nurses Day, and kind of give you an idea as to why I became a nurse, how it is to be a nurse, and I want to, you know, give a tribute to the nurses out there in the nursing field. You know, there's, in any profession, there's good and bad. So, you know, there are some nurses out there that are really nurse ratchets, trust me. You know, they're scary. But yes, there are some nurses out there that are really dedicated to the profession, and I really want to commend those that really give it all, and they're not really recognized. So those are the ones that I'm talking about tonight. The reason I became a nurse, that was back when I was about 6 years old. There was a show called Julia, and I just loved it, with Diane Carroll. That's what really inspired me to become a nurse. I just really fell for the character. I really thought, you know, wow, the way she changed. I felt she was just changing lives, and it really, really inspired me. And I started seeing how nurses were, you know, on TV back then, not compared to the nurses that they're portraying on some of the shows. Some of the shows, especially Nightingales, that was a show that really pissed me off, because they really showed nurses like if we were streetwalkers. I could say other words, but I'm going to try to keep it clean tonight. And that really, really pissed me off. As a matter of fact, that was one of the shows that actually nurses band together and got it taken off within a couple of months off the air. We really just, you know, got pissed off. That's the one thing in nursing. When nurses pull together, it's amazing, you know. And with the same token, it's sad because a lot of nurses don't pull together. And that's where part of the problem is. You know, I saw recently, which I'm seeing the trend coming back again, where nurses are pulling together. One, a nurse, she actually stood her ground, and she wasn't going to let the corporate or the managers intimidate her, and she won a $2 million case because of that. She was an impeccable nurse. She stood her ground. She said, you know, she stood for what she believed in, and she won the case. So it's about time that the nurses out there, you know, stand their ground and say, hey, I'm not taking this anymore. You know, there's a lot of expectations that people have with nurses, thinking, well, the nurse could do this, the nurse could do that. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of secret about being a nurse. It's very, very difficult. You know, I have a background of doing quite a bit of nursing, different types of nursing. I felt that you need to diversify with your nursing so that you could have experience in every kind of nursing. I did nursing homes. I did the hospital. My first experience was in a hospital, because that really is where you should get your foundation. And then from there, I did assisted living. I did nursing home. I did clinics. And then my favorite, of course, was home care. Now, in home care, I'm going to tell you something. You're on your own. You know, you always have your managers, but not every manager, and I'm not going to mention any names, but certain managers do not know what they're talking about. You know, they get their positions, but they really don't have much field experience. Or like in the case I had, my manager, I had more experience, I had more nursing than she did, you know, and you're on your own. You have to make those decisions. You're in a patient's home. You have to make those decisions on your own. And their expectations of you seeing 8 to 10 cases in one day is unrealistic. you know, sometimes you had what we called were walkie-talkies, where patients were, you went in, you saw the patient, everything was fine. But when you have a patient that has a lot of complicated problems, that you could be in that house anywhere from an hour to 2 hours. How could you possibly see 8 to 10 cases in a 7.5 hour day? Impossible. Going from, you know, anywhere from 4 to 5 different towns. Okay? So these are the unrealistic expectations that they have for nurses. Same thing in the hospital. You know, you have a certain caseload. There's just a lot of expectations that are really unrealistic for nursing. If you want, you know, we could see patients and just do paperwork. That's where it's come down to at this point, where they want us to just, you know, say, hi, how are you, and goodbye. That's really not nursing. When we are dealing with patients, we need to start doing teaching, especially in the hospital. You want to do some discharge teaching as the patient gets admitted, so that this way they're ready to be going home to the, you know, going home. You know, there's a lot of dynamics behind nursing. You know, it's not just giving a pill. It's not just giving an injection. It's not just putting up an IV or doing a treatment. There's much, much more going on with these, you know, with the patients. And a lot of times they're sending home patients a lot sicker than they used to. You know, these are things that the general public does not know about nursing. You have no idea. You know, I could tell you stories. We have patients, I'm out of the nursing field now, but I had patients that were coming home with gaping wounds. Yes, folks, gaping wounds. I mean, where we had to pack these wounds. People were at home, ladies and gentlemen, with wounds that were open. And years ago, when I first started, that was unheard of. Nobody was home with gaping wounds. But yes, we had that situation. We had to teach family members how to do these treatments. That's how it is. Now, if you don't have a family member to teach them, or they refuse to be taught, you got a situation there where the nurse had to come out. You know, it used to be daily wounds. Now they change it to every other day. And, you know, there's, like I said, a lot of dynamics going on with patients. Patients are a lot sicker than they used to be. So you have to realize the nurse is the one in the forefront. The doctors, yeah, they see the patients, but basically it's the nurse that's the one that tells the doctor when the patient is going sour. You know, it's not the doctor that sees these details during what's going on. It's the nurse is the one that's determining this. So like I said, you might have some nurses out there that, well, yeah, okay, but, you know, there's a lot of dedicated nurses that after a while, they get burnt out. They really, really get burnt out. They're tired of it, you know, because I'm sorry to say, but there's a lot of patients, you know, let me take that back. Not a lot. There are some patients that don't appreciate what a nurse does. They really, they have no clue. They think they're the only patients. I mean, when I used to be a visiting nurse, it was hysterical. I mean, I've had patients where I pulled up and maybe I was 5 to 10 minutes late. Well, excuse me, you're 5 to 10 minutes late. You were supposed to be here. And it was like I wanted to say, excuse me, do you realize that I was in traffic? Do you realize that, you know, you're not the only patient? You know, and where were you going? Were you going someplace or what? It's like they thought it's all about me. I'm the patient. Meanwhile, the patient who was, you know, stage 4 cancer, who was dying, didn't even make a peep, was appreciative of the fact that, you know, I got there, and they were just more than happy that I was able to spend some time with them. You know, that's the stuff that is unrealistic. Or you have family members that, I'm sorry to say, that go around, you know, by you, and they're questioning every little thing. Well, mother only had, you know, half a tuna fish sandwich today, and mother did this. Meanwhile, mother could speak for herself, or father could speak for themselves. But, you know, it's like, are you serious, really? I mean, there's, like I said, there's so much dynamics going on in when you're dealing with patients. We're dealing with patients' lives. It's not, like I said, it's not just a pill that we're giving. It's not an injection. It's not a treatment we're doing. We're dealing with the whole person. And when you're dealing with situations like that, where the patient doesn't even have a say-so in their care, that affects the patient. You know, or don't tell the patient that they have, you know, that they're sick. Don't tell me the patient doesn't know that they're sick unless they have either Alzheimer's, dementia, or other, you know, mental illnesses. That patient knows that they're sick. There's all these, like I said, that I'm very passionate about nursing. I really am, because I do see some nurses that are so rattled with what's happening, and they're so good, and they could be awesome for the profession, that they're actually being pushed out of the profession because they're not appreciated for what they're doing. I mean, I had a coworker, a phenomenal coworker, that she was there for me. Okay, Susan was there. I mean, she thought of me every time. I worked weekends, she worked during the week, okay? She did work weekends as well. But during the week, she would make sure, like if I had to see some of her cases that had wounds, for instance, she made sure I had supplies in there. She made sure that everything was ordered for me. So when the weekend came, when, you know, the supply, you know, the medical supply stores were closed, that I had my supplies. She was worried about me making sure that I had things. Come the weekend, if there was a situation that something had to be done, I made sure I called her. I made sure that, hey, Susan, just give you a heads up. There's something going on with this patient or whatever. We had that line of communication. Now, let me tell you, same token, there's things in the nursing field that really needs to be changed, because there are some that I don't know why. I still don't know why, after 31 years of being a nurse, why they feel they need to eat their young and why they feel that they need to be so catty. I don't get it. But there are some nurses out there that I don't know. I have no clue why some of them are the way they are. You got one spectrum. There's nurses that are dedicated, that go above and beyond, that really care, that just go that extra mile. Then you got these other nurses that, like I said, there's good and bad in every profession. Well, then you got those other nurses that are catty and just vindictive, and I just have no idea why they ever became nurses. I just can't fathom it. How they could even put on that name tag that says they're nurses and that they can do no harm. I have no idea, you know, and it's sad. It's really sad, because I look at them and I'm just like, and you're a nurse? Why don't you get the hell out of the profession? You're making it bad for everybody. I just don't know. But again, that's in any profession, you're going to have it. You're going to have the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know. I'm sorry to say it, but it's true. So, you know, the next time you're dealing with a nurse, you know, try to see, you know, is she really, you know, what's going on with the situation, you know. She has to understand what's going on with you, of course, what's going on with your situation. You know, she has to fully understand what's happening, of course, but try to understand also, you know, look at the surroundings, what's happening as well. You know, she's also human too, you know, or he. Please let me rephrase that too. There's a lot of male nurses out there that are doing phenomenally well, that are awesome in the profession as well. And, you know, I've worked with them as well. And, you know, I've noticed they're not catty as some of the female nurses. It's just amazing. I mean, I'm going back 31 years. When I first started, I mean, there was this business of initiation. They would give you the worst patient on the, you know, you would get, and usually it was someone who was homeless. I had this patient who was homeless, and I mean, he had wounds, he had maggots in his wounds, I mean, everything and anything, and no one helped me. Not one nurse, not one person. I went in there, brand new nurse. I was in there all by myself for 2.5 hours because I had to turn him. I had to do it by myself. I'm only 5 foot, okay? And then when I came out, after I washed him, after I took care of him, I did everything. I mean, the man was just a mess. After I came out, they started clapping. Well, now you're initiated. And I looked at them and I said, you should all be ashamed of yourself. How could you do that? He's a human being. This was done 31 years ago, and it's still happening. Okay? There is some still nurses out there that do that. Okay? Not all. Not all. So if any nurses are listening to this, you know, if you know of any nurses, call them out to the mat that do that. But with the same token, if you know of nurses that are doing an impeccable job, praise them, because they are the ones that are going to be leaving the field. Because right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to let you in. If you don't know, there is a nursing shortage, and it's getting worse. And you want to know why, especially in my age group, I'm 50, but in the 40s and 50s, the nurses have had it. They've had it. They've had it with the crazy expectations of what's going on in the medical situation. When you have a caseload when you can't manage, when all the managers are only expectations are statistics, they don't really care about patients, and they're calling them clients. Patients aren't clients, they're patients. They will always be patients. They're not customers. They don't come up to the hospital and just order an appendectomy. They don't come and they just order, you know, hey, I'm going to have a wound care done. No, they are patients, and they need to be treated that way. That's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm telling you, the nursing shortage, it's real. It's real. It's real. If you look statistically, look it up. It's not a joke. The nurses have had it. They're leaving to go into other professions because they can't take it anymore. You cannot humanly work 16 hours straight and have a straight mind and make life and death, you know, decisions. You can't. You can't. This is too serious. You know, you're dealing with people's lives. You're dealing with medications. You're dealing with, you know, going out to see patients and driving and all kinds of things in the hospital. This is serious, ladies and gentlemen. So nurses have to be supported. And like I said, there's good, the bad, and the ugly in nursing, but these are things that you need to know behind the scenes. Those nurses, the ones that I'm talking about, again, I'm going to get away from the ones that, you know, those kind of nurses. I'm going to really now, for the rest of the show, I'm going to talk about the really dedicated nurses. We need to support them. We need to support the ones coming up now to show them that, hey, we need you. We support you. We're there for you. Okay? We need to get management to really, you know, back off and start looking at things realistically, because you know what? The mighty dollar is not really what it's not. Patients' lives matter. They really do. Nurses' lives matter, because you know what? These nurses, it's dangerous for them health-wise. It's dangerous for their career as well, because any mistakes could happen. Because ultimately, you know, the doctor comes on, you know, comes and he does his rounds. He places his orders. The nurses have to double-check that those orders are correct. Doctors make mistakes, ladies and gentlemen. Doctors write chicken scratch. Nothing against the doctors out there, okay? But realistically, I've had to call doctors. I'm like, what the hell did you write here? I have no idea. I've made doctors come back. Excuse me. I've had other nurses look. We had no idea what the heck he wrote. What the heck she wrote? What are you writing here? How much do you want? What is this? And then when they did an order and I'm looking, I said, no, this order, I'm sorry, I'm not giving this. This is not within, you know, a therapeutic dose for this patient. Why do you want this? Why are you telling me to give this amount? This is not within the therapeutic range. Because ultimately, it's the nurse who has to administrate that medication to that patient. We need to protect those patients as nurses. But if a nurse is extremely tired, how could she make those judgment calls? This is about you guys as patients. You know, you got to be your own advocates. You've got to be behind the nurses. The nurses are the forefront of your care. So it's really, really important that you stand behind your nurses and say, hey, wait a minute, we're not taking this. You guys have to, you know, get more staff here. You guys have to do something and talk to management. Don't complain to the nurses. Complain to management. Say, wait a minute. What are your expectations here? Are you kidding me? One nurse to 30 patients? Because let me tell you, it's done. It's done. One nurse, one RN to 30 patients. They do that, ladies and gentlemen. And in nursing homes, you should see the nursing shortage. It's unrealistic. You need to have more care for the patients. There's things, again, you don't know behind the scenes, but really, please be advocates for the nurses. They do need it. This is a profession that really is important to all aspects, from your children to yourselves to your elderly parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, whatever. It's extremely important. The nurses need the support. Trust me, they would appreciate it. It's that important. I'm telling you, you have no clue. No clue what the nurses go through. You know, there's, like I said, there's so many stories that I could tell you. So many stories. You know, unreal. It's just really unreal on the stories. That's how it is. It really is. And you have to, you know, you have to realize that nursing is a, you know, it's a hard profession, but it's a very rewarding profession. It really is. It's a time where, you know, you touch your, you could touch so many lives. And guess what? The patients do touch your lives as well. And it's nothing more rewarding than when you see a patient who, you know, unfortunately was sick or whatever, and then when they get better and then you see them go home, it's just an awesome, awesome feeling. You know, I can't even tell you. I've seen patients, you know, when you see them and they go home or they, you know, take that turn for the better, and, you know, it's just a wonderful, wonderful feeling. So, you know, the next time you're in the hospital or the next time you have to deal with a nurse, you know, try to be a little bit understanding what she's going through. Try to understand that, you know, hey, she's human too, and she has a family just like you, and, you know, she or he, excuse me, I keep saying she, and I really mean to say he as well, you know, because there are male nurses, it's getting more and more popular, more prevalent. So, again, they have families, and they're dealing with stresses just like you are. You know, just because they're nurses doesn't mean that they're not human. And you remember, rocks break, so they could be tough as much as possible, but they also have, you know, they're humans, and they need, again, all the support. But the only way is if you, you know, go to management and say, hey, you know, you're working this, you know, this nurse to, you know, what are your expectations here, really? You have this nurse working so many hours, and what do you expect that nurse to do? I mean, look at what's happening. They need to have the public say, hey, you know, we're seeing what's going on. See, without the public complaining, forget it. Without the public saying, hey, you know, the nurses did a great job, they don't care. They're only worried about statistics. They're only worried about how many patients did you see in that amount of time. That's all they're worried about. They're worried about the hours that they're worried about the money you generated. That's all they're worried about. That's it. They don't care, you know, oh, you spend so many times with so many hours with so-and-so just because they were diabetic and they had a wound and they had insulin teaching and you had this and you had that. No, they don't care. They don't care. They're just worried about, oh, you could charge they're diabetic. Oh, you could charge they had congestive heart failure. Oh, you could charge they had a wound. That's all they're concerned about. They really don't care that you spend all that time, you know, quality time spending with teaching that person on how to improve their life. And that's really what it's all about with nursing. You know, it's to help the patient get back to their quality of life to the best, you know, that you can, because sometimes an illness can cause life-changing, you know, situations where they can't get back to the way they were. So you want to get them back to the best that you can. And again, the nurses are the forefront. So next time you're dealing with a nurse, please remember that, you know, she's there for you, he's there for you. So, you know, both of you are on the same team, really. And neither one of you could work without each other, really. So it's really important that you support each other. And it's important that, you know, you work, like I said, you work together as a team. So I hope I gave you a little bit of more insight of what nursing is all about. Because it's not just giving, you know, like I said, not just giving the medications. It's no, just not, you know, pushing papers like some people think that we do, or that we, the way they portrayed us on TV is unrealistic. There's a lot that goes on. There's a lot that we need to know, and we need to always constantly update our skills. There's a lot that you don't know behind the scenes. It's not what you see on TV at all. This is life. It's about, you know, split decisions that we need to make, because that decision could affect your life or could affect the life of a loved one. So it's really important that we're on our game, that we know what we're doing, that we know what we're talking about, because those decisions could make a huge difference. So I hope, like I said, that I made a difference and that you have a different insight. And to the nurses, thank you so much for all your dedication and your hard work. You know, for everything that you do, because without you, we wouldn't have the wonderful profession of nursing. I loved my time that I did nursing. That was the best part, dealing with the patients, you know, working with the families. It was wonderful. It really was. That's the part that I miss the most. I do not miss management, but I do miss the patients. I do miss the smiling faces. I do miss working with the families. I do miss seeing the patients getting to their milestones, getting to their goals, seeing them getting discharged, you know, moving on with their lives. It was an awesome and rewarding feeling, you know. But, you know, coaching to me is almost similar. You know, I don't have to do wound cares. I don't have to do IVs. I don't have to do blood draws. I don't have to do hands-on in that way. But I still get to impact people's lives, and I still get to talk to people, and I still get to help them reach their goals and their visions, and I still get to see the smiling faces. So it's an awesome feeling, any which way. But I hope tonight gave you a little bit more insight with the nurses. So again, thank you, nurses. You guys do an awesome job, to the male nurses and the female nurses. Thank you again. Again, this is Diana Krekus, the Take Action Life Coach. I will see you next week at 9 o'clock a.m. Have an awesome, awesome night. Bye-bye for now.